Welcome to the Advanced Level of Neat podcast, the series that shows how people and creations influence and shape our world as humans. Improve your everyday conversations with Neat podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
Welcome to another episode of the Neek Podcast, where we explore how people and creations influence and shape our world as humans. My name is Milad, and today we're going to talk about a simple yet essential creation by man, the paint. Yes, that colorful substance that transforms walls, canvases, and just about everything it touches. You know, paint has been around for centuries, way back in ancient times. People used to create their paints using natural materials like plants, minerals, and even insects. Can you imagine? Crushing up berries or grinding rocks to make vibrant colors. But things have changed a lot since then. Now, we have this fantastic thing called synthetic paint. It's made in factories with chemicals and pigments that give us an incredible range of colors and finishes. So, let's talk about the types of paint. First up, there's water-based paint. It's like the chameleon of paint because it's so versatile. It dries quickly, it's easy to clean up, and it doesn't have the strong smell that you get with oil-based paint. Plus, it comes in all sorts of colors. You can find water-based paint in matte, satin, or glossy finishes. It's perfect for walls, furniture, and even arts and crafts projects. Now, let's not forget about oil-based paint. This one's a bit more old school. It takes longer to dry, but once it does, it creates this beautiful, durable finish. It's great for surfaces that need to withstand wear and tear, like metal or wood. But you know what? Cleaning brushes after using oil-based paint can be a bit of a hassle. You usually need some special solvents to do the trick. Then there's spray paint. Spray paint is a whole different ball game. It's like magic in a can. You just press that nozzle, and out comes a fine mist of color. It's fantastic for covering large areas quickly, but you gotta be careful with overspray. Trust me, it can get everywhere if you're not cautious. Let's talk about the colors. Paints come in so many shades and hues. There's this thing called the color wheel that helps artists understand how colors work together. You've got primary colors like red, blue, and yellow. Mix those together, and you get secondary colors like purple, green, and orange. It's like a science experiment, but with colors. Some paints have texture added to them, giving them a whole new dimension. It's like painting with depth. You can get paints that create a sandy texture, a gritty texture, or even a smooth, velvety texture. It's all about adding personality to your walls or your art. Now, let's talk about painting techniques. There's the classic brush technique, where you just dip that brush into the paint and let your creativity flow. Then there's the roller technique, perfect for painting walls quickly and evenly. And if you're feeling artsy, there's the sponge technique or the stencil technique. They can give your walls or art a unique look, almost like a work of art in itself. But you know what's really cool? How the paint has evolved with technology. Now, there's this thing called smart paint. Yeah, you heard me right. Smart paint. It's designed to do more than just change colors. It can detect temperature changes, display information, or even conduct electricity. Imagine having walls that can light up or change colors with just a tap on your phone. That's the future right there. But with all this awesomeness, let's not forget the environmental impact. Some paints can contain chemicals that aren't great for the planet. But hey, there are eco-friendly paints out there too. They use natural, non-toxic ingredients that are safer for you and the environment. It's all about making responsible choices. So, in a nutshell, Paint is this incredible substance that adds color, personality, and life to our world. From the ancient times of crushing berries to the futuristic smart paint, it's a story of innovation, creativity, and a whole lot of color. Whether you're painting a wall, creating a masterpiece, or just doodling for fun, paint is there to brighten our lives. And with that, let's wrap up today's podcast on the wonderful world of paint. Remember, keep those brushes clean, stay creative, and never be afraid to splash some color into your life. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Neek Podcast. And until next time, keep painting your world with joy and imagination. Thank you.